are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
Welcome to Mitchell's Plain, Paddle, Hermanus, Polokwane, Katu. Welcome. Kimberley is exploding. That church literally is exploding every week. The numbers are just going up and up and up. We are excited about Kimberley, George, Kroonstad, Nelspruit, Lady Brand, Uppington, Maputo, Port Elizabeth, Bethlehem, Dava Jesus gebore is, Peter Maritzburg, Richards Bay, Mpangeni, Wartburg, Gaborone also. Last week, Pastor JJ came and said, Pastor, I just can't believe what's happening. We've met our goals already for the year. My daughter said the same for Children's Church in Pretoria. The goals they set for the end of the year, they met already in February. Come on. Amen. This is going to be a great year. This is going to be an explosive year. Do you believe it? And then Kakamas, we welcome you. And then Maseru. Welcome tonight, and of course, all you beautiful people here tonight, our live stream viewers, people are watching literally from all over the world, and then our television audience, we are so glad you are with us today. We know God's going to do great things for you and through you in Jesus' name. We're living in an urgent hour. Switch on your television. Watch what's happening in our universities. Watch what is happening in our world, and you realize we are living in a desperate time. An urgent time. This is not the time for Christians to be divisive, to backslide, or to not get it. What is happening in our world? Psalm 68 verse 1, the Bible says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. These are challenging times, needless to say. Many challenges facing us as a nation, as a people. But I believe that God is still in control. And that God is still ruling the heaven and the earth. If you believe it tonight, say a good amen. Amen. I want you to know God is in control. And God has the answer for this crisis hour in our world. And that is the church, you and me. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, the Bible says, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you. I want you to know God is not asleep. That even when things seem to be out of control, God is in control. Even in the Muslim countries, God is in control. God is moving behind the scenes. People are getting saved in Muslim countries because God is still God. Can you say amen? The Bible says the Lord will arise over you. His glory will be seen upon you. Gentiles will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see, they gather together, they come to you. Your son shall come from afar, your daughter shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. I want to talk to you tonight, provoke some of your minds, maybe provoke you to action tonight. And the title of my message, Arise, Shine. I'm after one more young person that will arise and make a difference. One more young person in Pretoria, in Johannesburg, in UCT, that will make a difference. One young person that will go hard after souls, no matter what the challenge. Because we are not called at this hour to be silenced. No matter what people say, no matter what laws say, we are the hope of the world. And if this world, South Africa, is going to have a great future, we need young people that are radical about Jesus Christ. Do we have radical young people in this place? Shout hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise in the house. Hallelujah. We're not yet to play church. We are yet to be the church. We're not yet to sit on the fence. We're yet to make a decision, not to run with a crowd. Jesus said, straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Broad is the road, wide is the gate that leads to destruction. You have to make up your mind in these days what you stand for, who you believe in. You have to make up your own mind, or somebody else will decide for you. Some other cause will come along. And when you see again, you've lost your fire for God. You're no longer in church. You're pursuing something else other than the kingdom cause of God. If you don't stand for something, my dear friend, you will fall for anything. Stand up for what is right, even if you stand alone. Martin Luther King said, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. The measure of a man is not when he stands in times of comfort and convenience, but in times of challenge and controversy. When voices begin to speak up, when students begin to burn things on campuses, where is the church? When people shout hate slogans at one another, where are the church? Where is the church? Where are the Christians? That is the light of the world. Where are the peacemakers? Those who will stand and preach the gospel. Those who know their assignment is not to hide their light under a bushel. Come on, Pretoria, in Jesus' name. We need to unite like never, black and white. We need to unite like ever for unity in our country. Every black student has to speak up for white students, and every white student has to speak up for black students. Come on, shout amen, church. Hallelujah. We face many challenges, but God has the answer. As a matter of fact, He is the answer, Jesus Christ. That old-time religion is still the answer. When God takes out the heart of stone and God gives a man a heart of flesh, you can be the greatest activist. You can be the greatest persecutor of Christianity. God is coming your way. God's got your number. The Holy Ghost is going to get a hold of you. Listen to me. In these days, the Holy Ghost is going to get a hold of chief mockers and scoffers and sinners and turn them right side up, inside out, and they are going to preach the gospel of Jesus. Say amen. Amen. Look at the person next to you and say, you are the hope of the world. Tell that person, you are the light of the world. Tell that person, you are the salt of the earth. Tell that person, you, you're cool, man. Isaiah 59 verse 19, Jesus said, the Spirit of God says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. When we become silent, we come into agreement with what is happening. We should be more vocal than ever as young people. Are you listening to me? Not judge, but love. Be reformers. Not run off campus when people start throwing stones at one another, but go with the Bible. Mobilize 300 young people, 500 young people, black and white young people that will take a guitar and go praise and worship the Lord in front of that chaos. Come on, CRC, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Not white Afrikaner standing for white Afrikanerdom. And left standing for left and right standing for right. Whatever is left and whatever is right. Politics are so complicated today, you don't know what is left and what is right. But I know who is right. His name is Jesus. And I know that if you stand for Him, you're standing on solid ground. Come on, I know if you stand for love, you stand for God. If you stand for unity, you stand for God. If you speak words of peace, you are called a child of God. You are a peacemaker. So let's not shout hallelujah in church on Sunday and be part of nonsense out there during the week. Let's be the church. Come on. Let's be the hope of the world. Come on, CRC. We sit with thousands and thousands of students in our churches. We should make a difference. Because Jesus says we're the light of the world. We don't come running here on a Sunday and hide our light under a bushel. We come and get inspired so we can go back in the world and make a difference and stand united. Come here, please, Pastor Harry. Come here, Pastor Shadrach, quickly. We stand united. We stand. Come here, Pastor Andre Lombard. Come quickly. Come quickly. We stand united. Amen. Colored, black, white, pink, purple. Tsuhwe, come here. Quickly, quick, quick, quick. Come here. Come, 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 come. Come on, if you're from another nation other than South Africa, run up to the platform quickly. Come on. Come on, run up to the platform. Come on. You're not just a bunch of South Africans. If you're from another country, come here quickly. Come, 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 come. 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 Come on, listen to Gaborone, Malawi, Nigeria. Get your feet onto the platform. Why are you sitting? Move. You're not going to get a chance to be on the platform every Sunday. Come on. Come on, God is the God of all people. We do stand united for what God is doing in South Africa. Come on. South Africa is called to be a blessing to the nation. We will not allow the devil's plans. The devil's plans will not prevail in our country. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on, somebody say peace. Peace, South Africa. Say bless South Africa, Father. Bless our campuses, Father. Bless our students, Father. Bless our young people, Father. Unite us, Father. Make us one, we pray. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Thank you. You may sit down. Hallelujah. I want you to know that Jesus is coming soon. But we first have a job to do. We have to take as many people to heaven as possible. No matter what the paint on the outside. We have to serve God as young people with a greater urgency. Greater vigilance. The church is one generation away from failure. We can't fight the battles that our fathers fought as young people. We can't fight the battles of pre-apartheid. We're 21 years down, democracy. Many people fighting were not even part of the apartheid era. It's time to unite. I said it's time to unite. Say amen. Look at the person next to you. If it's a brother, say you're my brother. If it's a sister, say you are my sister. Look at that person. Look at somebody that doesn't look like you. Somebody with a different coat of paint on. Say to that person, you are my family. Tell that person, you're my family. High five that person, come on. Touch that person, feel that person feels no different than you. The same blood is in that person's vein. We can't go back, church. It's an urgent hour. We can't go back and allow strife and hatred and racism to come alive in this country again. We've come too far to go back. Now, young people should be focused on the future. I understand there's still a lot of ground to cover. But as a child of God, as an ambassador of God, a representative of heaven, you don't represent yourself. You don't represent your culture. You don't represent your color. You represent Jesus Christ, who died for all mankind. Come on. Who shed his blood for every man, woman, and child. Every tongue, every tribe, every nation. That's why Jesus came. Say amen. Amen. The sands of time are running out. We have to tell our friends with a greater urgency. One of the things my brother told me last year as he graduated to heaven prematurely was a difficult time for his family and for myself. One of the things a very committed man of God said to me again and again and again, he said, there's so much I still want to do for God. And I realized again, we have this one life. And we must make it count for something. I sat with a businessman this past week. He's a multi-billionaire. Multi-billionaire, one of the big businessmen in South Africa. Served the Lord when he was young. And he asked me a question. He said, Pastor, all these churches you built, what's going to happen to those buildings when the rapture comes? I said, the same thing that's going to happen to all your money. It's staying behind. The difference is, these buildings will determine how many people go in the rapture. Come on. That's why we're going to keep on building and 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 reaching more people for Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. Because the only thing we can take to heaven are people. Hallelujah. And the only thing that affects eternity is what you do with it for the kingdom of God with your money. Your money can do nothing when you're in the grave. So I smiled on the inside, and what about all your buildings? What about your boats and your horses and everything? What about those things? But it's like when people talk about the church must be this struggling, pitiful organization. That's not the Bible. God says, I will rule from Zion. The house of God should be the best building in town. Come on. The seats in the house of God should be the best seats because they seat royalty. They seat kings and priests. Come on. The house of God should be a beautiful place, a beautiful sanctuary. So every cent we spend on buildings, and I thought about this again, is affecting eternity. Every time you give into an offering, you are affecting eternity. Because if we sat under a tree, not one of you would be there tonight, amen? And if we did not buy these expensive cameras, then the thousands in Pretoria would not be able to see us and people would not be able to watch us all over the world. We are committed to the cause of Christ. That's why we are going to build CRC. Come on. We have only begun. Watch this space. East of Bloemfontein, watch this space. We are coming like you've never seen us. Come on, an invading force, an unstoppable army. We're going to move through this land by the power of God and plunder hell and populate heaven in Jesus' name. Shout amen if you believe it in Jesus' name. God is calling His church to arise like never. God is calling you to answer the call. Have you told your friends? Have you phoned your dad and said, Dad, I've given my life to Jesus? This is not something to keep a secret. Because people are dying around us all the time. Our friends are going to hell. When I gave my life to Jesus, I told my dad, sat with him. My dad believed different, like I believed as I grew up. So I sat on his bed and I said to him, Park in my heart for the Here gegee. He couldn't quite understand that. I said, I gave my life to Jesus. He's like, what do you mean you gave your life to Jesus? You then grew up in the church, but I never met Jesus in the church. And I had the privilege to lead my dad to the Lord. And I know he's in heaven today because I prayed the sinner's prayer with him. We should not be so busy in our world that we lose what this is all about. Why we are building our businesses. Why we are playing top-level sport. Why we are studying to be top doctors, lawyers, architects, engineers. What is the purpose of our lives? Because we came into this world naked. And we will leave this world not with a bunch of diplomas and degrees. We will leave this world naked. The only thing you can take to heaven is another person. So I'm asking you again, what about your world? Are we going to sit and look at one another every week and go back in our world the next day and the people that work for us are not even born again and we've never taken the time out to say, I want to talk to all of you about Jesus Christ today. No matter what the government passes, what law passes, if they say you may not preach in the school, then in your own time, during break time, you run to your friends and you tell people about Jesus Christ. Even people who say, I don't want to hear about Jesus. You preach the gospel any case because the Bible says God chose through the foolishness of preaching for men to be saved. We should become so radical that we should not be able to be silenced. Nothing should be able to quieten us down. Oh, come on. In the name of Jesus Christ, we should become more vocal about this Jesus that we serve. Because the gospel of Christ is the remedy for this world. It's only the gospel that will take hatred out of the hearts of people, that will take anger out of people, that will take racism out of the hearts of people. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the main message of the Church of Jesus Christ. So we're not going to fight as young people about land reform, although we should have policies on land reform. I understand there's a lot of ground that still has to be made up. A lot of empowerment that still has to take place. But my job as a Christian is first and foremost to preach the gospel. To lead people to Jesus Christ. To make sure people make heaven. Because what does it help you sit as a top CEO, you die and you go to hell. Everybody sings your praises. You won every award at the Grammys. You're a hero in the sight of man, but heaven doesn't even know your name. You're the best soccer player in the world. Everybody wears your brand and wants your signature. But heaven doesn't know who you are. But a little mother living in a shack somewhere, praying hours and hours and hours for revival, heaven knows her name because she's impacting the world. People may not know her, but God knows her. And one day when we get to heaven, we're going to get a big surprise, because many of these little mamas that are praying for you and me, that have prayed this revival into being, are going to stand in front of the queue, and God says, I know you. You prayed and I heard you. You prayed and I sent a missionary. You prayed and I sent revival. You prayed and I opened a door. You prayed and I stopped the enemy in his tracks that tried to destroy a nation. You prayed, and people may not know the person's name, but heaven knows that person's name. My question tonight is, where do you want to be known, in heaven or in this world? Because you cannot seek the acclaim of both places. You cannot seek fame in both places. You cannot be popular in both places. You have to choose whose you are. You have to choose who you follow. So that when somebody stands with a persuasive word or a message or a cause, that you're not easily shaken and lured away from the one you claim saved your soul. We have to consider our salvation. We have to value our salvation and preserve what God gave us more than anything else. Not a boyfriend, not a girlfriend, not money, not power, not fame. Nothing should be able to get us to sell out. We should not sign a contract and lose ourselves in the process. Engage in an activity and lose ourselves in the process. We are His. We are His people. We are bought with a price. We're not part of the crowd. We lead the crowd. Amen. Come on, shout amen. We're not part of the crowd, we influence the crowd. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Come on, we are the influencers in our generation and in our world. That's why we cannot run blindly with a crowd. And if everybody says something, we say it as well. We need to know who we are and whose we are. Are you listening to me, young people? I've seen too many young people radically saved embark on a wrong cause, and eventually they become silent witnesses. And you really don't get a silent witness, because if you see an accident, you call to the court and you have to testify. That's what a witness is. A witness testifies. A witness is not silent. Think what will happen if just this block in our church becomes vocal on a weekly basis. Think how uncomfortable people are going to become. If you go to work with the biggest smile on your face and you tell people, Jesus loves you. And you tell the next person, Jesus loves you. And you tell the cleaner, Jesus loves you. And you tell your boss, Jesus loves you. But then you work as if you are a servant of God. You work harder than anybody else. You don't say Jesus loves you and you're a lazy bum. You show that you are better, as the Bible says. The righteous is better than his neighbor. Amen. 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 I've been pastor of this church now for 21 years. We've had a youth revival for so many years. See, thousands of people saved every month. This revival has never stopped. What grieves my heart more than ever is to see young people catch fire and then 3 years later on, they just sit somewhere, lost, sucking their thumb, doing nothing. How real is this Jesus to you? How real is he? If everybody backslides tomorrow, will you still come to church? How real is this to you? Because until you have not really decided in your heart of hearts, something will come. With its fame, fortune, tragedy, disappointment, something will come to take you away from Jesus. I believe the Holy Spirit is brooding over young people because of the urgency of the hour. And I'm concerned that many are oblivious to the time that they find themselves in. That all they can think about is myself and my life and my degree. And they do not understand that if things go wrong, which I believe they will not, everybody will pay a price. It's time for Christians in our nation to unify like never, to stand together like never. Are you listening to me in the name of Jesus? To put all your doctrinal differences aside and to believe everybody that is calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what the name of your church, unite under the same lordship of Jesus Christ and preach the gospel and heal the hurts in our land and bring hope to people and stand for justice, stand for mercy and see God move through our land. Oh, come on, say amen there in Pretoria, here in Bloemfontein, give the Lord a praise, hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one moving. If you're standing, please remain standing. You've come in here tonight, you say, Pastor, I don't know Jesus. If I die today, I don't even think I'll go to heaven. Somebody invited me to church, and I realized that I'm not right with God. I don't know the purpose of my life. Maybe at one time you served God, but you've grown cold and you've wandered away from Him. Tonight something is happening in your heart, and you know God wants to bring you back to Himself. There's nothing out there in the world but sadness, heartache, and disappointment. Jesus came to give you a better life. He came to give you a relationship with God, living in an urgent hour. But you can make a difference through experiencing the love that God has for you. Close your eyes as you focus upon God and God's love for you. Pray this prayer right now. God's hearing. He loves you. You're going to talk to Him. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me just as I am. I believe with all my heart you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Tonight, I give myself to you. I open my heart and I invite you to be my Lord, to be my Savior. Please forgive my sin. Wash me in your blood. Give me the power to be a child of God. I turn to you with all my heart. And I give myself to you to follow you. You are my Lord, my Savior forever. Use me to make a difference in your world. Use me to share your love with other people. Thank you that I am forgiven, that I'm a brand new person with a brand new future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.